With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A tremendous opportunity for me to coach. You know, probably the greatest player in NFL history, and on defense with Taylor, you know, the greatest offensive player with Tom and the greatest defensive player with Taylor.
Bill Belichick on the show yesterday, heaping praise on Tom Brady, calling him the greatest NFL player of all time. And
yep.
I did ask during my lead this morning at 6:30 whether you believe Tom Brady would say the same thing about Bill if he were asked. And the room appears to be mixed when it comes to
that. Well, because I think he was kind of asked that question. What was the exact question he was asked when he was like, oh, I've had a lot of great coaches during my career. I've had, you know, this equipment manager at Michigan and Bill Belichick, and I've had this guy. Like, he skipped right over it. And I know that's a different time. That was pre-meeting after they faced off. But I still think he gives a lot of credit to a lot of people. He wouldn't just zone in on Bill.
But doesn't he talk to Jim Gray like every week? And wasn't there a question asked about Bill after the Tampa Bay game?
So there was. Ken played that earlier during the 6 o'clock hour when we discussed this, and he didn't refer to Bill as the greatest coach ever in the NFL.
And not only that, he was asked right after their meeting. They had this supposedly great 15-minute meeting, and Brady, after the game, goes on for 50 seconds, and it doesn't gush about Belichick. He barely praises him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
But what is the point here? That Tom doesn't think Bill's the greatest coach of all time, despite the fact that I have four examples, just looking it up today, of him saying that?
No,
I honestly don't understand what we're trying to say.
You don't have an example. After the divorce, we're talking about it. Since the split up.
So have you been watching the Man in the Arena documentary?
I have.
Have you been taken aback? Now, be honest, Ken. Have you been taken aback by how complimentary Tom has been to Bill Belichick?
Has he called him the greatest of all time?
So we don't
yes
want to
or
answer
no.
The
yes
question.
Or no. Answer my
yes,
question.
Yes, several times.
When?
I don't know what we're trying to say today.
Okay,
I really don't understand it. What is the point of this conversation?
Greg is telling you that Bill extended the olive branch. Greg got him to do it yesterday. He said, Tom, you're the greatest of all time. When has Brady done that for him?
I just said there's four or five examples
after
of it.
After they split up, you idiot.
I guess
I don't.
Wondering.
I really, I honestly don't. This was
okay,
after they
okay,
broke up.
Tom Brady left.
Right.
Since he's left.
You won a Super Bowl.
Has Brady said, you're the greatest of all time, Bill?
Yes.
Where? When?
In Men in the Arena. He goes on and
where's
on.
Where's the clip?
I thought it was Man in the Arena. So is it multiple men?
Okay, tchotchke.
I think the question is, and it's worth, listen, that particular answer by Bill was much discussed yesterday around the country, right?
Because it lit the world on fire.
Okay, but the reason is because there's been a lot of talk, probably too much, about the two of them disliking each other. Bill, in you know nearly every headline about it yesterday that was written or clicked, said that Bill surprisingly gushes over Tom Brady. The answer surprises you because you have been told or you have suspected that the two of them don't like each other. So
well, they got a divorce, so obviously it didn't end the way they wanted it to, or it ended.
Yeah.
And I think, as I pointed out a number of occasions, Tom was deeply hurt because he is an incredibly sensitive guy. And he thought that Bill was going to ultimately give him the contract that he wanted. It never happened. They separate. Pandemic, they're gone. Brady wins the Super Bowl in Tampa. Bill's here. the distance and the inability to get in the same room and the lack of a desire to get on the same page remained until after they faced each other in person in week four this season.
Yeah.
And I think that there was saltiness on both sides, and I think both probably did things that they, in hindsight, look at as kind of small and weak. But now, I believe, like I've said all along, that Bill Belichick will introduce Tom Brady when he's inducted in Canton, and what you heard yesterday was the beginning of that speech. I don't think that, I believe that they have both found a good place in their relationship. I think it took Bill and Tom succeeding on their own to reach this point. And it's definitely worth repeating that, Greg, when you interjected with your great questioning that led to the question that people around here have wanted for two decades, and little AAF guy got it, so good job.
Greg Hill, in the morning.
I mean, I prefer to hear how long the pause is. But
I'm assuming Tom E. Curran at some point could have asked Bill if he was watching Man in the Arena. It's been on for 4 weeks.
Well, I mean, he burped it into the ether.
Why wouldn't you ask that if you're a football guy?
Burped
like
into the ether?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was pretty condescending to you. He may owe you an apology.
Pretty simple question.
Man, you know, there's no house in Connecticut.
Elicited a marvelous answer.
I would say best answer yet.
Oh, wow. Yes, right, yes. Behind you on ESPN right now. They're playing it.
Yes.
I don't see.
Do you see WEEI, Greg Hill show on
at the very, very. Doesn't that say?
Yeah, the top right hand corner.
Oh, yeah, look at it in the top right hand corner. It's as small as my tiny hands.
Right. You gotta stare very hard.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Nobody deserves more credit for our success here than Tom does.
Okay, so Bill says that. This is the reason I'm asking the question. Bill appears to be well past anything that happened, right?
Well,
based on saying that yesterday.
I'll even take it back to when Brady left New England. If you were taking score of how everything kind of unfolded, I will say this. When Brady left, there was never no shots thrown at Tom, except for the
by Bill, you mean?
By Bill, except for the one instance where Linda went on IG and said, you know, what she said about, you know, the run defense or the defense. But there's been multiple shots, subliminal shade thrown at Bill, whether it was Jimmy the equipment manager, whether it was how Brady glowingly talked about Bruce Arians and how he ran things down.
It's
there.
Fun down here. Right. I'm having fun again.
There was so many things that, you know, in the shade battle that Tom was doing. Then we get to the meeting, and then we don't really hear Tom say, Bill is the greatest coach ever, and, you know, a major part of my success was being coached by him.
Yeah. I mean, all those are personal. So we've had a personal relationship, and, you know, for 20-plus years. So he drafted me here, and I've had a lot of personal conversations that should remain that way, and they're very private. And I would say so much is made of our relationship, and you know, as I said earlier this week, you know, from a player standpoint, you just expect the coach to give you everything he's got. And I'm sure as a player, that's what he was hoping for me. But nothing's really accurate that I ever see. It's all kind of, you know, definitely doesn't come from my personal feelings or beliefs. And I have a lot of respect for him as a coach, and obviously a lot of respect for this organization and, you know, all the different people here that try to make it successful.
He has a lot of respect, which I don't think we doubt that he respects Belichick.
Ken, who hates Tom Brady, but he hasn't told me a reason why. And secondly, Ken said, why do we even, one of his 500 idiotic leads about Tom Brady was, if 90% of what he says isn't true, why do we even listen to anything he says? But now he's going through things trying to find nuggets after discrediting everything that Brady has ever said.
You claim that he's called Belichick the greatest coach of all time.
Yes, I've given you four examples of it.
Since the divorce, he hasn't. You keep saying he has, but he hasn't. Wiggy is right.
And so were you giving Bill Belichick a hard time up until yesterday that he hadn't said those things?
But he did yesterday.
I'm asking you a question. Have you ever thought about it before yesterday and made a point of it on the show?
Well, I think yesterday was a...
So that's a no, right?
Okay, but yesterday was a significant moment.
So that Tom should have had sent out a release to the world after he was on this show saying, I love you too today, even though I've already said it 5, 10, 20 times? I mean, that's the dumbest argument I've ever heard. What are we doing?
But Bill did praise Tom early in the season, and I think it was on the show when Courtney asked the question about, you know, how you prepare with Brady, or is there anybody like maybe it might have been?
It was the Mac question where I missed.
No, not that one.
Maybe is there a game plan over Tom Brady? No.
No, I mean,
no.
I
there was a question early when they played Tampa Bay, and you had asked about like defending them or any something like that.
Why don't we just go around the room so we can save time? Let's ask Greg Hill first. Do you believe that Tom Brady thinks that Bill Belichick is the greatest coach he's ever had and is grateful for his help in his career?
Well, that's really your word.
I'm asking Greg Hill.
I think he does. I do. I think he doesn't want to say it, though, for some reason.
But
I think
even though we said it so many times.
But he doesn't want to say it now. Curtis, don't.
I'm not mad. I just don't understand.
But you keep saying he said it, but you have no example of us hearing audio from Brady going, he's the greatest coach that I've ever had in my career, and it's because of him that I am
where I am today, which is what Bill said.
That's exactly what Bill said.
Bill, I just... What is the mentality currently with Bill?
Bingo.
What is the mentality?
We're totally
Bingo.
Lost.
Well, I think the difference is
the mentality?
G17.
Curtis is losing so badly, and he can't stand it.
How am
he
I losing?
He cannot take it.
But the difference is, what am I losing, Ken?
In what way?
Wiggy just explained it perfectly. You want to rewind the tape? Go ahead.
Okay, he said it five times.
In Man in the Arena, which is much different than saying it off the cuff in an interview where you don't know where the questions are going to be.
Right,
I think that's the major difference.
Man in the Arena, it is off the cuff.
It's produced by him, and it's edited I'm sure he has every hand in the editing process.
I highly recommend that everyone watch the series. There are four episodes. Come back and tell me that this Tom Brady production, that he is in charge of all editorial decisions, and let me know if you think that Tom is not eternally grateful for the help he had. He talks about Peyton Manning having a tougher time because he had the privilege of having Tuesday meetings with Bill Belichick where he was drafted led to him to be here today. He thought he was going to have to be an insurance salesman before he was drafted. He puts everything at the feet of Bill Belichick and the Patriots for having him have the opportunity to have this great career.
Did you find the way in which Bill spoke and the timing of it yesterday about Tom to be out of character? Was that unexpected from Bill Belichick?
Yeah, because usually, you know, we don't hear Bill like we hear him praise guys. Well, they're still currently playing, but you don't really hear him just unless it's like certain guys like a Matthew Slater that, oh, you know, I love this guy. But the way he said it in that audio that Ken played that they were showing on the ESPN, he basically said, the success that I've had throughout my career in large part was because of Tom Brady.
Nobody deserves more credit for our success here than Tom does.
That includes him, by the way.
Right.
And so he says nobody deserves more credit for our success here than Tom Brady.
And have you ever heard Tom go, nobody deserves more success,
more credit for
the success of my football career than Bill Belichick?
No. Yeah,
no. But that's what we're talking about. You've never heard Tom say that. You've heard Tom say he's a great coach. I respect him. Blah, blah, blah. This, that,
yeah,
the other.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he does. But Bill flat out said the two players that basically, you know, put him to where he is as a coach offensively was Tom Brady and defensively was Lawrence Taylor.
I had Coach Belichick there to teach me. Every Tuesday we would meet and go through the entire defensive starting lineup and their strengths and weaknesses, what we could attack, what he was watching, and how I could see the things that he saw so I could gain confidence and anticipate.
Tom, a lot of eyes in there. I mean, I'm just,
you're just doing it now to get Curtis' skin.
I'm keeping
it. Yes, you sound like an idiot, which is sort of normal. But
I'm keeping it. Like Ken said, Curtis is losing this argument because it is the way it is.
Bill, now that's a great point. Let's go to break.
Tom Brady gives Bill credit, but he doesn't give him the credit that Bill Belichick deserves for what he's been able to do throughout his 20-year playing career, and it's because of Bill Belichick. Anytime if you're Tom Brady, anytime Bill Belichick's name is brought up and asked, he is the greatest coach that has ever coached me, hands down.
He's an incredible coach, the greatest coach of all time. He's been an incredible mentor for me. He taught me so much about football.
Let me ask it this way.
What are we doing?
Do you think... Is that going to be a T-shirt?
What are we doing?
What are we doing?
Okay, let's yell at Chris to get him angry because I have no actual good points or things to add to the conversation.
Curtis, we done gave you like 50 good points. You keep going back to he said it before, and then we're like, well, where's the audio? You're like, TMZ, TMZ, and then whatever else. Well,
Wiggy, where were you before yesterday clamoring for Bill Belichick to tell the world that he loves Tom Brady?
Well, when Greg asked the question.
No, I'm asking you a question. Before yesterday, did it even dawn on you that you needed Bill Belichick to tell you that Tom Brady was great?
No. Before yesterday, I had always kind of agreed with what Courtney's whole mindset was. And I had made mention of it plenty of times when I kept bringing up the fact that he talked about the Michigan ball boy more than he talked about Bill Belichick. I don't know if you were here those 60 days when I kept bringing that up.
No.
I just want to know what Tom did to you and Ken.
He did nothing to me. He did nothing to me. But the fact that you cannot even utter the words that this is the greatest coach that I've ever played for.
He has. That's so stupid.
And
he has uttered the words, Wiggy.
No. And
what does nope mean?
And my success was because of what he's done.
It's a great time to be here. Tom Brady and Bill Belichick have clearly put the past behind them. They're both the favorites to go to the Super Bowl, and you're yelling about something that he said five times. It makes no sense.
We have to get the trending. But let me ask you this one quick question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Bill Belichick believes that he would have accomplished everything that he's accomplished without Tom Brady?
No.
Do you think that Tom Brady believes that he could have accomplished everything that he's believes
mm-hmm.
that he could have accomplished everything that he's accomplished without Bill Belichick?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. That explains it in a nutshell.
And when they talk, you can hear it in their voices and what they
say. Yeah. All right. Here is Ken and what is trending this morning.
The exclusive home of Red Sox baseball. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the Corcoran and Haviland Insurance Group for all your home, auto, and business insurance needs. Corcoran and Haviland, managing your risks, protecting your assets. Visit chinsurance.com.
Just a quick aside to finish that argument. Tom Brady, quote, to be a 22-year-old kid and come here and learn from him, Bill Belichick, I wouldn't be sitting here without his coaching. End of quote.
Where was this quote from?
I'll tweet out the story right now. It's just unbelievable.
I want to hear from his voice.
What are we doing? Can we get the trend? What are we doing?
Let's wind Curtis up and have him dance.
I don't know. I don't know.
You're a grown up. You're a grown ass man.
I don't know if you ever heard. Listen to Lawrence Taylor when he's asked about Bill Parcells and what Bill Parcells meant to his career.
Greg Hill's show just tweeted out the quote and the story.
God. Tweet out the audio, the video.
All right, go ahead. Ken, what is trending this morning?
Well, the Celtics lost last night. Bad loss to the Lakers, 117-102. That's never good. Also, after the game, James Worthy apparently was mocking. Well, he was mocking multiple things, but I guess, you know, the win first and foremost, and saying that Scal stole his catchphrases.
Oh.
This gets personal.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Okay.
Scal.
They're light up cigars, so good for L.A. Maybe their best win of the year. That's what LeBron said. One of their greatest wins of the season. He played pretty well, 30 points. 50th career 30-point game against the Celtics, including the playoffs. Only four other Hall of Famers to do that. Wilt, Oscar Robertson, Bob Pettit, and Jerry West. And for the C's, they got 34 from Tatum. But not much from anybody else, and Jaylen Brown missed his third straight.
Well, Courtney had the comment of the day when she said that Jason Tatum is auditioning when he plays out there. So
trying out.
He's trying out. He's out for that team.
Why, you think he'll go to L.A. at some point?
Don't you think he wants to? I mean, isn't that where every NBA guy wants to play, Los Angeles? And make
or is
more
it
money?
Play with LeBron?
Or play with LeBron, yeah.
Well, he's here for a couple years. I don't think LeBron. How much longer does LeBron have?
Did Enes Freedom speak to LeBron last night?
No, but there's an exchange that's been kind of viral. Third quarter, LeBron is jawing with Grant Williams on the Celtics bench, and Cantor's right there and says nothing.
Says nada. Mm-hmm. It's gone viral.
But I don't think they were talking about something in the game.
Yeah, but he doesn't even look at him.
Yeah.
Cantor just looks straight ahead.
That's not the time, though. I don't know.
Freedom.
Anyway, 10:30 tip tonight, Clippers. Bruins tonight, too. That's a 9 o'clock faceoff in Vancouver. Brad Marchand is back off the three-game suspension, but no, Bruce Cassidy cannot travel into Canada, so he'll miss that game, plus the Calgary and Edmonton games. Patriots on the bye week. Players reporting today, then getting set free through the weekend. Colts coming up a week from Saturday. Lawrence Guy is the Patriots' Man of the Year candidate. honoring his volunteer and charity work, and Carlos Heel of the Revs, Player of the Year in MLS. That's what's trending now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The most compliments that I ever heard from Bill Belichick were the day I retired. So when I retired, I was like, well, maybe I should play longer, because he actually, like, really, he likes me. He likes me. So, I mean, Bill's always going to coach you hard. He's going to be very critical of you. And then when you're gone, he's going to be very complimentary of you. So we all know what Tom is. We all know what Bill is to the organization. So, of course, he's going to give praise to Tom and all the great things that he did in New England, because he should. That's exactly what he should do.
Ninkovich, was that this morning on Get Up, discussing what Bill said on the show yesterday?
Yes, it was.
Yes. All right. And Bill generally does not praise guys publicly, effusively, while they are playing. He does it afterwards. So, Tom's not playing for him, so probably a similar thing in his mind. He doesn't mind sharing what he shared yesterday about Tom Brady on this show being the greatest NFL player ever.
It could be the kill him with kindness, though. We talked about it yesterday. It did seem like after Monday night's win, Bill had this different energy where he's like, this team is good. This team is what we think it is. I think that this is going all the way. Yep. The way he was hugging Steve right after the win, he was elated. And I don't think Bill ever really shows that, even after a win. Usually it's just headset off, go to the center of the field, deal with it there. This was a different energy after that win.
Heads up from a traffic perspective, and just to keep everybody aware, there's a big fire in Everett this morning, in case you're wondering what the smoke is all over the city.
Yeah, Everett firefighters tweeted out second alarm, 69 Rover Street.
Okay.
Heavy smoke and fire, all floors of building fully involved. They did say everyone out of the building and accounted for it. Okay, so that's good news.
Good. This is Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
You know, the longer this goes on, the more and more unrelatable, unlikable Tom Brady becomes. I got to agree with Wiggy here. Bill Belichick is not paid to be Tom Brady's friend. And Tom, the more success he got, couldn't take that, couldn't understand that he wasn't getting this praise. He got to the point now where he's taking shots at insurance salesmen like, oh, my God, I might have had to get a real job. So it's like the psychology of – it's obviously not football players. Look at Wiggy. He's a normal dude. It's got to be quarterbacks. I go back to Drew Bledsoe crying on a chairlift in Vail, Colorado, after he signed his $100 million contract. All I can picture is Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber pulling up in his Lamborghini like, poor me. Like, these guys have real issues. His one-piece suit.
But you think he's did you say unrelatable? Is that what you said?
Oh, he's unbelievable. So what I'm saying now is Belichick is more, you know, relatable. Like, he's a normal – I'm not saying a normal guy, but he doesn't go out there. He doesn't – Tom is just becoming – I mean, insurance salesman, it's going to be one of the most respectable jobs. I'm not an insurance salesman.
Yeah.
But how do you – how dense are you to make that comment that
you understand
a real job
the phrase,
I almost had to do?
Ryan, do you understand that it's a turn of a phrase? He's like, oh, my God, I'm going to actually have to work for a living. His father was an insurance salesman.
Yeah, I understand that. Thank you for explaining that to me.
So why is that offensive? I don't understand it. Wouldn't every insurance salesman drop everything and play in the NFL?
The point is that he's making an analogy that he almost had to be a normal person. And I don't care.
So, Ryan, would you stop everything today if you could be the quarterback of the Patriots?
Oh, do you think I'd go there and take a shot at an insurance salesman?
No, I'm asking you a question. Would you quit your job to do that job?
I can't believe these guys have got to work 9 to 5. I can't believe I almost had to do that. Like, really, that's what you're arguing right now?
No, I'm saying that's the point. It's such a clear thing.
Just
people
stop.
Like
you're
you
done
are
with
so
it.
Sensitive.
You're done with it. Dude, you can't explain that away. Stop defending Brady. It's gotten to a point where he's just bigger than now, holier than now. He would not have won those Super Bowls, all those without Belichick. And one day, I think when he'll look back, he'll finally admit that. But the pettiness that he shows now.
It's great that you mentioned that, because he did admit that on the Howard Stern show after he left here. And he went on and on about how that the manner in which the relationship that they had been mischaracterized, that he didn't want to have to reply to every assumption. He's asked about Bill versus Brady. He says it's a pretty bleepy argument, actually, because I can't do his job and he can't do mine. The fact that you could say I would be successful without him, the same level of success, I don't believe I would have been as successful.
Okay.
I feel the same vice versa as well. To have him allowed me to be the best I could be, I am grateful for that. And I very much believe he feels the same way about me because we have expressed that to each other. Yeah.
And Bill expressed it yesterday in glowing terms with a giant olive branch.
Right.
Giant olive branch.
But he's ripping insurance salesmen, and people
Curtis,
are mad.
Curtis jumped over a line. That being said, Brady thinks it works both ways. So he made sure to let everybody know.
You know what vice versa means?
Yeah, no, I know that.
Him allowed me to be the best I could be. So I'm grateful for that. And I very much believe that he feels the same about me because we've expressed that to each other.
Wow.
So to have him allow me to be who I want to be. See, here's where I kind of look at it, where I think Brady believes it's more about him.
Even though we just had the audio, which is all that you demanded, and now you're saying it's wrong.
Well, but if you listen for the nuggets, in the commercial, what was his biggest thing in that cryptocurrency commercial he was pushing?
Remind me.
If you want me back.
They take me back.
Yeah.
They would take me back.
They would take me back.
Who they lying to. So it's more about when you think about this Bill, Tom versus Bill, based off what we hear Bill have, you know, what we heard him say yesterday, and even prior to that, it is always, now we know Bill wouldn't be where he is if it wasn't for Tom.
And Bill believes that.
And he said it.
Devil's advocate, do you think Brady has any feeling towards, if I say that Bill's the greatest coach of all time right now in the sense that he is now playing under Bruce Arians, that it could piss off Bruce Arians?
There's nobody, even Bruce Arians, who believes that he is the greatest coach
I know,
of
but
all
you
time.
Know, respect.
And we've been winning with defense.
Maybe it's a respect
thing. But it's a respect thing.
Maybe. I mean, did Bill disrespect Mac Jones by
no,
saying
but no, Mac it's Jones not the same is a thing. Rookie. So
when the Patriots called, I was so excited. You know, I was like, I don't have to be an insurance salesman. You know,
this is
oh my god, dump that.
This is Steve from Arlington. Hello, Steve.
Hi. Good morning. I'm enjoying this discussion. It is interesting that Brady and Belichick are two Hall of Fame caliber people, and when they combine their talents, they're like a supernova, and they just accomplish so much. However, Tom has now moved on, and even if he does think that Belichick is the greatest coach ever, he plays for a new coach. And I think it would be disloyal for him to be running around saying that Bill Belichick is the greatest coach ever when he now plays for another coach.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Okay. I wonder if he'll be asked about it. I wonder if Tom Brady will be asked about it when he does media this week. It'd be interesting to hear his response.
I heard the Globe is sending Volan down to ask him about it.
I will say that you put a poll up based on your comment that you made this morning at the start of the program, which was if there is to be a great showdown between the two of them.
Which I hope there is.
In the Super Bowl. I mean, that, we need it.
I would love that.
We need to settle it once and for all.
Right. We would have to go for the game.
I don't know. It's like a, the timing is off. I mean, we go for the game, but I don't know if we do the show out there because it's very early. I can't get up at the
Well, we make Gresh and Keefe work the morning show and we work afternoons.
We could do that.
Ken's the boss. So.
But anyway, anyway, Curtis suggested that should that incredible event occur, Pat's Bucks Super Bowl, he would be rooting for Tom Brady and the Bucks, which is shocking to me. Shocking
What's
to me.
Pittsburgh guy going with the sounds next to me for? I don't understand.
You know, the Patriots, I'm following Tommy. Like, I want to see, the fact that he did that last year on a torn MCL, I mean, just stop it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just awesome.
You and Matt Damon. Yeah. Curtis is
Matt
Damon.
You and Matt Damon.
What's wrong with that?
So, poll question was, worded how?
If the Bucks and Patriots meet in the Super Bowl, will you buy a Greg Hill NFT? No. Who are you rooting for? The options are Brady and Belichick. And I'm actually shocked. 10% agree with me, which is more than the five people that I thought it was going to be.
10% would root for Tom Brady over Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
How can you do that?
I don't know.
This is your team.
And he gets on me for being born in Brooklyn.
Can we get the audio of Greg humping Brady's leg in the Atlanta kitchen?
Well, listen, I did. The guy's incredible. I did hump his leg in the kitchen in the hotel in Atlanta prior to the Super Bowl when he gave me an exclusive
together. What, in March last year?
Yeah, I've taken a lot of abuse since then. I mean, people, Danielle's all over me. Doesn't think that you and I go way back. I mean, it's
really.
A whole, I don't want to waste any time.
That's BS, man.
Should we waste time on that or no?
Nah, they should just. I mean, they should trust you.
Yeah. Good guy.
Who are you more detached from these days, Edelman or Brady?
Tom. The whole family doesn't like me anymore. But.
Do you think Jules is part is so close to the family that that's why he separated himself from you? That could be it. That could be it.
Yeah, but Jules is on the Team Belichick train.
True. That is true.
So he's Team Belichick.
Appreciate the message, bro. Yeah,
you too, bro.
He's Team Belichick. When Brady asked him, hey, come down to Tampa Bay, what did he tell him? Hell no.
Yep.
So 10% of Patriots fans.
It jumped up to 11.
They're not Patriots fans.
Well, they are, but they
don't categorize them as
that. Well, they would root for Tom Brady to win another one.
Brady.
None of these people actually played against the Patriots in a game, so they're not that bad.
Do you think that a caller suggested this last week, or maybe it was yesterday. Do you think that Tom Brady, if he were to beat Bill Belichick in a Super Bowl, would then retire?
I think this is last year no matter what.
You do?
Yes. I've seen he's been having a lot of maintenance days. He had the comments last week where he said that, you know, the prototypical line that I'm closer to the end of the beginning, but the body language suggests that this is his final year.
But then he would not have played till 45. He's going to play till 45.
Right, because then why would he do the extension in the offseason? If he knew that, because this would have been technically his last year anyway.
I don't know that he knew this in the offseason. I've seen a change in his demeanor.
This is Nate from New Hampshire. Hello, Nate.
Good morning, guys. What I think it is Belichick is just over-complimenting Brady in preparation for facing him in the Super Bowl.
A lot of callers said that yesterday. After Bill said that on this show, they thought it was strategery. As George
he'll always
Bush said.
Go through the schedule, and he'll always say that, you know, the next team is the best team they faced and this and that. So I think he's just kind of gearing up for the Super Bowl. And as far as Brady redoing his deal, you know, it's basically just to free up cap space like he did here, you know, for 20 years.
Who do you think that when you look at it between those two, who do you think believes more that it was about me, that it was
we've heard both say that that's not the case, but otherwise, great question.
No.
Damn right.
In their mind?
If
you had them on Truth Serum?
If you had them on Truth Serum.
Who thinks it was mostly about them?
Yes.
Brady.
Of course, because we heard Tom Brady Sr. say that. He spoke on behalf of his son.
Yeah.
Oh, and we heard Mrs. Belichick say that Tom's doing nothing and want to use that to be what Bill Belichick is saying.
No, doing nothing in Tampa.
It's hard to create a chasm that no longer exists.
I think with this meeting has done, the meeting of, you know, their private dinner. And then, you know, Bill.
There was no dinner involved. I looked into it.
All right.
There was no food.
No food involved. But then Bill answering the question you asked him about Brady. I think all this has now done is shown us that, like, all right, wow, Bill is he knows that his career and his success.
He owes a lot to Tom Brady.
He owes a ton.
He does. Yes. This is Nick. Hello, Nick. Hey, Nick.
Hey, guys. Sorry.
No worries. What's up?
I just think I wanted to call earlier about the you guys were talking about the teacher who sent the kids to school, and all those kids are now out on quarantine.
Yeah.
Two things about that. First, you know, I think it's really bad. It's just bad school policy. I mean, the masks don't do anything, obviously. There's 75 kids and they're wearing masks anyway.
Yeah, but we're not. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to get into that whole thing. We were talking about. Do you think that when it comes to the parents, I guess we were discussing whether or not this was the dumbest of the day. California parents sent their kids to school knowing that they had tested positive for COVID. Do you think there should be some sort of anything done to those parents, I guess, was the question that came up.
I mean, I don't know if anything should be done to the parents. It's hard to say. I mean, it was incredibly selfish.
Yeah, it's selfish. I mean, I get what Wiggy's saying.
Mm-hmm.
We're up against the clock a little bit here. I get what Wiggy is saying, which is that what are they going to do? But you got to find a way, I guess, to find somebody.
But these schools are fraudulent. Cough once in school, they'll send you home for 3 weeks. You Google how to blow up schools, they'll send you back to class.
That was one thing.
All the time because there are kids all over social media that make threats at this school. And this, I mean, we saw it in Wakefield. Kids doing, you know, 40 or 50 upskirts of girls in a school, they send them back to school. One cough, see you later.
It's not contagious looking. I mean,
really?
Upskirting is not contagious, Curtis.
Like, I mean, as far as I can tell.
I mean, like, their priorities are so backwards.
Now, they are, I did read that they are close to, Curtis, you said this on the show, they are close to charging the school officials in the case of that school shooting.
Yeah.
Because they didn't check the backpack.
Yeah, that was my major point where I was looking at this report. Like, you're telling me nobody, did he hide the gun somewhere? Because you guys had to have looked at the backpack.
So the DA is not only going to charge the parents, but also charge the school officials. All right, got to take a quick break. Coming up, Rodney Harrison, 4:30 this afternoon with Lou and Christian. Great interview, Rodney Harrison. Mm-hmm. One of the best interviews we have at this radio station.
Congratulations to him, too. I think his kid committed to play at Tennessee.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So pretty good for
him.
Right
last name there. Just like Wiggins. Boy, glad the kid wasn't. Glad his last name wasn't Hill. He wouldn't have nothing. All right, we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In pocket, gunpowder, I'm gonna use it. Intention, I'm feeling melted. Gonna make you notice. Gonna motion.
Pretenders have a pretty good Christmas song. We haven't played that yet. We only have a week left, at least for when it comes to me being here for Christmas songs, when it comes to rejoints, Ken. So line them up for next week.
All
get,
right.
Get in the mood.
After last night, the Patriots are no longer Pretenders.
That was two nights ago, but yes.
You got his references.
857 texter is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Greg just work proposed to Courtney, and she shut him down immediately. Yeah, did you hear that?
Uh-uh. Tried to forget it.
I said during the commercial she was my, I was her work husband.
Right.
And she said work father.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Work dad.
Well, because like the other night I was going to a concert, and he said, you know, remember it's a school night.
Yeah.
You know, my husband wouldn't say that. My dad would.
Right, that would be your dad.
You make sure to keep me in line.
Yeah, right.
Dale here.
Oh. We know.
I thought he was your work father.
We know,
I don't work with him anymore.
We know Santo never. He doesn't dare say anything to you.
No,
we
definitely
that.
Not.
We know that.
Definitely not.
I usually can know when those are coming. Well done, Ken.
Speaking of Christmas and next week, our annual Toys for Tots live broadcast happening at Bach Luxury on the Auto Mile 1 week from Friday. And all we ask every year is if you can, that you bring a new unwrapped toy or two and drop it off. And we will, most of us will be there. I'm assuming that the Laerty Cat is back here in the studio. But Curtis, you're going to be out there next Friday, right?
I will be on site, yes.
Okay. I have an idea for one final Blue Collar Friday before the year ends. During that event, if we could get some help with it. I don't know if you've ever done it or not, Curtis. But,
I don't know.
Are you feeling ill?
I might have the vid.
I'll do it. Does it have anything to do with moving the exotic cars?
No,
that would
it has
be a good job.
To do with, with driving a Ferrari, Wiggy, unfortunately. But you could probably. I bet Ernie would let you drive one that day if you want.
I think I need a new car.
Yeah,
after yesterday, I think I'm done with my car. Ken, I need a new car.
Ken, I've driven a Ferrari before.
You can fit in one?
Yeah, I've driven one before.
I wonder, wouldn't Curtis make a great Salvation Army bell ringer?
Yeah.
All right.
In full costume the entire broadcast. Mm-hmm.
That's a nice job.
He says he loves Star Market. He can sit right in front of Star Market.
No, we'll have him right there.
Oh,
I think that's a good idea.
Right?
Okay.
We need some help.
Like a grocery store, I'd want to stand outside of it.
Oh, that's where you see a lot of the Salvation.
We would need some help from, an enlisted member of the Salvation Army, if they happen to be listening. But
for the outfit.
I'm in. I'd do anything for it for the kids.
We need the full. You would wear the full outfit.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We should also give maybe a good thing that I always
like. Pennies, coins, pennies for the children. Yes,
when listening to the radio or watching TV, when people give their gift guides, like we should all come together with some good stocking stuffer ideas for listeners.
What do you mean?
Well, like I'm always looking. Right now I'm shopping for Santo. I'm like, what should I buy him?
What
I have a group
like?
Of four guys right here.
What does he want? What does he like?
Get him.
You're
soon to be married.
Yeah.
Get him what you're going to get him every year for the rest of his life, socks and underwear.
No.
Santo!
Yeah, what does he do? Does he play video games?
I don't know. I think
games?
He wants... No, he doesn't play video games. I think he wants like a new work bag.
A work bag?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like a nice briefcase.
What is this, 1972? A briefcase?
What do you mean? Well, he has like a backpack version.
All right, get him a briefcase, I guess, and some pens.
Maybe some shoes, some cool shoes.
Santo!
Get him some Jordans. There you go. Get him some sneakers. Isn't he a sneakerhead?
Yeah, he likes sneakers.
Oh, one thing. As the Salvation Army representative, I will not accept any gifts made in China.
You're collecting change.
Yes.
Not gifts.
Oh, okay. Some of the Salvation Armies have the big places.
Oh, they do. You can drop off toys, too.
Remember the cowboy guy jumped into it and was a whole to-do?
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes.
I sent you guys a book that is a really good stocking stuffer, Big Macs in Burgundy. if you have a wine lover in your life or you want to like throw Wiggy? A little. Yes. Yeah, yeah. No, well, Wiggy doesn't like wine.
He doesn't like the vino.
No, yeah. I think Christmas is for kids. Like, I mean, you're really getting, you know, Christmas is for kids and it's probably for you getting your woman something. Like, guys, what do you really need?
Do you give? You probably give Santo a giant list of what you want.
Nope.
Oh, of course.
It's no, I don't. Huh? No, I don't.
It's on the shared calendar.
No, he asked me what I wanted, and I said...
They have a shared list, and it's all Courtney stuff, right?
No, that's not true. I actually said this Santo. Year, I'm really into like Pilates and yoga. I said I could use some new workout sets.
Oh. Why are teaks on Santo's list?
But wait, can I just say for this book, because I think it's a really good gift idea, it's really fun if you want to have a dinner party. It's called Big Macs and Burgundy, and you pair like random food, like Cheetos pairs really well with this type of wine. If you have your friends over, everybody brings a pairing. It's really nice.
Yeah, the problem with what Wiggy is saying is that I think guys would agree maybe with the Christmas is for adults thing, but if you don't get something special... Or, like, for Mrs. Wiggins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's for the woman.
She's going to be upset if you don't get her.
No, I mean,
right?
Guys, get it for the women. But what, I mean, what do guys, besides maybe a briefcase, what do you really?
I'm telling you, honestly, that's what, like, underwear. Honestly, yeah. it's a great, like, if you replace your underwear every year, mm-hmm. you're good.
Socks are key, too. I do like socks.
Yeah. You can wear a pair of boxers for an entire year or plus.
What?
What? What do you
One
mean?
One pair?
Yeah, like one or two. How many pairs of underwear do you think? How many pairs of underwear do you
every
have?
Every day you wear a new
lot.
Pair.
You have a lot?
Yes. Yeah.
For what?
For washing them.
You only need like a pair a day, like five total pairs of
so
underwear.
So you do laundry. You don't strike me as like a laundry every 3 days type guy.
I do all household chores, laundry, anything. Whatever I have to do, I do it. And I'm happy to. How many? I mean,
I got a ton of drawers, man.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, because you wear a new pair every day. Mm. You know, and
a new pair every day
of underwear,
brand new.
Well, not brand new, but
clean.
Yeah.
You don't?
No, I do every day. The clean. I don't buy a new pair and wear them every day.
No, but you have to have a lot of underwear so that you can kind of keep them fresh. Keep them, you know. If you can't have them drawers in them, get holes everywhere.
And what if you work out? Then you're really wearing two pairs a day.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Courtney told me that it's. Gray sweatpants season anyway.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've been going without underwear.
Commando.
Oh,
a lot of guys don't have any underwear on, so just be careful. Yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear.
A lot of guys do that. A lot of guys go commando.
That's an unfortunate thing to say.
This is Michael from Brookline. What's up, Michael?
Good morning, guys. What's up? I do enjoy watching you guys on Twitch, so.
Oh, well, thank you.
Anyway, I wanted to talk about Brady Belichick, but before I do, I was listening to the Pajamagram ad.
Yeah.
And it made me think about something that I've actually been thinking about. And that is with the Northeast Men's commercials.
Yes.
Having you and Wiggy do the reads would give anybody erectile dysfunction. So
right.
I think maybe you need a little help with, you know, with Courtney, you know, with on that one.
You want Courtney to do that?
We
one
could light some candles.
Yeah, just something, you know. But listening to Wiggy talk about my penis is not something that, you know, help.
Michael wants you to start up a 1-900 number, is what he's trying to say.
As far as the Brady Belichick thing goes, I think it pissed them both off that the other one was getting more credit than themselves.
Yeah.
And especially with Brady winning last year, but now that Bill is – prove that he can coach without Brady. I think it's helped his side of the argument in his mind, so he can be a little more magnanimous. But I think just the whole discussion of who got more credit pissed them both off.
See, I don't believe that.
I do, actually. I think that's a good point.
Right, no, it's a good point.
In trying to figure out why... What, Michael?
I do try and make good points, sorry.
Yeah. In discussing why Bill decided to do that yesterday,
mm-hmm.
why that moment,
mm-hmm.
I think it is in part because he's having success without Tom Brady.
Right, I think part of it...
I don't think he would have done that last season.
Right, I think part of it is because he's having the success. But I guess my point is, like, Bill is never looking for the, we win because of me. We never saw Bill versus Bill. We never saw, you know, man in the arena with Bill.
Yeah.
Like, we've never heard Bill, you know, his fiance say, hey, he can't coach and run the place.
Yeah.
Or he needs some respect or Bill needs a certain parking spot. So I think it's more, and I think it's more that's how players are. Players yeah. need that.
Right.
You know, yeah.
I also think it was perfect timing for you to ask that question because it is a bye week. I think if you had asked it any other week, he'd be like, well, you know, Greg, I'm really focused on playing X.
Yeah. No, he would have answered it anyways.
Really?
Yeah, I think Bill's just that he was at that point the way you asked the question. He wanted to say, hey, listen, here's what it is. You know, where I think a lot of times, you know, people instantly look at Bill and say, yeah. Well,
I mean, he started the interview off with a shot at Buffalo when I asked him how he was.
A little rundown, but good.
A little rundown. Okay. All right. We will be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.